Happy new moon, y'all. This is Astro Dim laying in my bed because it's my bed in astrology. So this is, I know you guys are tired of me. Like, bitch, you always switching up the vibe for my bed in astrology. But you know what? It's my podcast. I can do what I want. I think, you know, you guys, you know how my energy is. Like, order and shit is very important, but it just drives me nuts, right? Which is something that I appreciate. This is one of the good reasons to have your nodes square so much energy, because you know you can't help but to get the F away from your south node, because like, let me explain this before I talk about what I'm gonna do with this podcast and the new moon real quick. When you have a lot of squares to your nodes, right? First of all, if something is squaring your south node, it's squaring your north node. If something aspected your south node, is aspecting your north node. So if, like, say my south node is trine Neptune, that means it's sextile. Neptune sextile my north node. You know what I mean? So because they're exact opposites of each other, right? So I do want to add that real quick. But one thing about having a lot of squares to your nodes, the whack thing is you have to do, like, it brings tension, right? And so you have to like take action. You're like motivated by tension, and who wants that, right? Especially with someone with a 12th house stellium, like, ew, gross, right? Okay, so there's that. But one thing that I appreciate about it is that with my south node, and means north node too, having a lot of squares, I am uncomfortable with doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. I'm uncomfortable with stagnancy, and I'm uncomfortable with it's my Virgo. I have a Virgo south node. I'm uncomfortable with routine, so I always gotta shake shit up, right? However, that means my north node is squaring too, so when I lean towards my north node, I get a little uncomfortable too, but at least I get the north node rewards from it. So it's kind of like, yeah, this is kind of annoying, but at least I'm getting something out of this. So I feel like I'm getting a back and forth, especially with my, you know, north node being in the second house. Like, I be literally getting material stuff when I lean towards that energy. So I feel like I am getting something for putting out something. It's not this whole selflessness shit. So it's really cool. But that's one thing I appreciate. The few things that you can appreciate about having mad squares to your nodes. I have some squares, baby. All right. Listen, my it's square my Uranus. It squares my Saturn. You know, I could add some asteroids in that bitch too. It squares my Chiron, my dude. Oh, Jesus. So, whatever. Anyways. I don't even know how I got into this conversation. Oh, yes, I do. Okay. So, listen, I think with that being said, like, routine and like kind of doing the same thing over and over and over again, talking about transits over and over and over again, this shit gets boring, right? It does. It gets very boring. And I'd be ready to, like, you know, do something different. So, you know, I have to kind of follow this, like, Piscean energy, my north node's there, right, of being a little bit free, being a lot of bit free, and expressing myself freely and openly with, you know, and not really following a pattern like that, right? That me following that pattern and a routine is really good for eighth house endeavors, right? On a personal level. So yes, like talking about this type of stuff, this ancient knowledge, the secret knowledge and all this stuff is very eighth house, but you know, eighth house is very personal. It's very vulnerable. So if I kind of want to get into the vulnerable parts of myself and get deep, yes, I need to be more Virgoian, right? And lean towards myself. No, but that's it. So when it comes to serving y'all and giving y'all some value and all that, I have to lean more towards my north node. It's really important that I don't lean too much to my south node. And so I really kind of concentrated to eighth house shit. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, me just talking about transits, whether the transit is, every podcast is just not going to be it for me. It's boring. It's boring. It's boring. So, you know, and I've been trying to shake it up a little bit, but I just can't. I need to be allow spirit to kind of inspire me to talk about things. So I'm just going to, you know, have like, you know, spiritual babble. That's what I'm going to do. You know, whatever I feel like talking about, you know, that week, I'm going to be talking about it. And I think this is going to be cool too, because now I am open to have other guests come in, and if they want to talk about something specific, we can chat about it. If they want to just, you know, chit chat, talk about something generally, we can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And I think it'll be really dope, just to have a conversation. And it's like almost kind of like a clubhouse, but everyone's invited. You know what I'm saying? Even Android users, even Windows users, they're invited too, man. I love y'all. So that's what I'm gonna do. Just you know, spiritual babble, astrology, you know, because you know, yeah, I have most of my studies in astrology, but you know, I do like subconscious healings too, tarot readings and things like that. So just, you know, spiritual babble. That's the vibe that I'm getting for this. Okay, however, you know, I do want to say this today. I'm definitely talking about this new moon, but every time there's a new moon, full moon, I'm not gonna be talking about it, because maybe spirit want me to talk about something else at the moment. And y'all could, that's the thing too, is that, you know, I know that I have a special way of giving readings about the moon, the full moon, new moon, all that stuff, and y'all like it a lot, but you can get this from all other people. There's a lot of amazing people who talk about new moon, full moon, all of that shit, and you can get that content anywhere and everywhere. And you know, although we have different perspectives, we're generally saying the same old shit, child. Okay, so even though we have a different way of saying it, we talk about certain things that are special. You know, with me, I talk about aspect patterns a lot, and fixed stars, and I add like the numerology to it, add tarot to it, you know what I mean? Other people be doing that too, child. Okay, all right, so yeah, psychic babble. I'm psychic babble. That's actually cute. Spiritual babble. That's what I'm gonna do. Just talk about whatever I'm inspired to talk about, and I think it'll make me more consistent too. Because I noticed that when I actually had that approach, I was more consistent with this podcast, and so I think that's what I'm gonna do. Okay. However, today we are gonna talk about this new moon real quick. Okay. Let's talk about this new moon. So let me actually just fuck around with these, with the timing and everything, to make sure that I have generally the time in which this new moon is going to happen. Looks like around 12-ish a.m. ish. Hold on 1 second. I know y'all like, bitch, can you get it together? No, I can't. All right, so yeah, this is all gonna be happening at 23 degrees. Pluto is right there. This is an applying conjunction. Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Oh my god. Okay, and then yeah, this is crazy. All right, so with this energy, lots of transformation. But this is not the transformation like Uranus transformation, where it's just coming out of nowhere unexpectedly, blah. You know what I mean? It's not like that. This transformation is more so slow, and you know, drags a little bit, and it's just like, oh my god, this is a lot happening at once. But honestly though, if you are like on the right path, it don't gotta be slow and agonizing. If you're doing the right things, and if you're letting the change happen, it's not slow. It'll be chaotic though. That tarot moment will happen, but it'll be like tarot moment, then the next card, star card, blessings, blah, because you kind of followed the energy of the transformation. You get what I'm saying? So whatever that is changing in your life, definitely keep that in mind, you know, and follow where this energy is in your chart. Like, it's going to be in my 12th house, and I'm actually pretty excited, because number one, you know, most likely nothing, you know, and this is actually conjunct my Mercury too, so I'm really excited. Most likely nothing is going to happen to me. Most likely nothing's going to happen to me in the external world, because, you know, a lot of astrologers like to say, like, oh, this is the bad luck energy and blah, 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 blah. But, like, 12th house is, like, the subconscious, you know. Nothing's really going to pop off like that. I do have planets here. So, like, for instance, this is near my Mercury. Like, you know, a sibling might get on my nerves or something like that. But it's, you know, nothing really is going to happen externally. This is actually you kind of repairing and healing your subconscious mind, which, child, as you can see, I've been having Pluto in my 12th house for a while now. I've been going through this and used to this shit, whatever, right? So, you know, whatever. The thing is, though, is that, like, I'm excited because there's going to be transformation and changes within my subconscious mind that's going to make things better. Now, I personally have already experienced this. I've already have felt this, happening. And so, like, you know, I'm really excited for more growth in my subconscious mind, you know. But the transformation is all about authority. You know, gaining that authority from within and then expressing that energy. So this is the interesting thing about this, right? And I'm going to talk generally. Well, let me talk about myself first. No. Let me talk generally first, and then I'll talk about myself. The thing is that, you know, the moon, you know, represents your subconscious reactions to things, like how you just react automatically, right? And so with our moon in Capricorn, moon falls in Capricorn, you know, we're going to be noticing that we're going to maybe naturally repress our emotions more so than anything, repress our reactions and things like that. And it's actually going to be involved in our conscious reactions as well. So subconsciously we're going to repress, and consciously we're going to repress, and it's going to challenge this idea of true authority. Like, do I really have authority of what's going on around me? Do I have authority over my reactions to things, my conscious reactions and subconscious reactions to things? Is this something that needs to be changed? Why do I feel I can't fully express myself? This is why moon falls in Capricorn, because of the repression. Why can't I feel comfortable to express myself? I can't. It's like, it's not even a conscious effort. It's just something that is deeply embedded in me. You know what I mean? And so that's when that idea happens, and you start to transform from there. And, you know, wherever this lands in your chart, that's where the energy is going to be more effective, and that's where that transformation is going to pop off. You know what I mean? And so for me, again, I can speak to this too, as my son's in Capricorn. I naturally, because this shit's like almost right on my Mercury. My Mercury's at 25 cap. I usually don't tell people my degrees, but it's whatever. I don't give a fuck right now. This is for the example. This is for the collective, for little Saint, right? I have, I naturally repress, right? It's a conscious effort for me. My moon is in Leo, so I can't, I be wanting to like go off, but I'd be like, I literally be consciously calming myself down. I've told people this plenty of times, and I'll be angry as fuck, but I'm just like, nope. And I'm really good at it. Capricorns are really good at that for the most part, right? And so I do the same thing, you know, since my sun is conjunct my Mercury, when it comes to my expression of communication, when it comes to, you know, how I communicate to others. I listen, I look things out, and look at things, and, you know, try to figure things out, and then speak if I need to speak, you know what I mean? I'm going to be challenged with that. Like, why? Why do you do that? You know what I mean? I'm going to be challenged with that, especially because all this energy is going towards my Mercury. My Mercury ain't going nowhere. It's my natal Mercury. So this is an applying conjunction. and be like, why you do that? And you need to change that. You need to speak up more. And I'm already experiencing that. You know, this is how strong moon energy is. Like, I've been experiencing that like fucking 3 days ago. Even a little before that. People say that, you know, moon energy is really important 3 days before, 3 days after. Yeah, they're not lying. Okay, so I'm already going through that change. And the thing is that, you know, again, at this moment, like, what's going to happen right now and what's happening externally is going to cause me and push me to repress myself subconsciously, repress myself consciously. And I'm not going to be like, okay, why am I doing this? I need to change this. And what's really important, y'all, when it comes to like tough transits like this, please go along with the transit and try to learn the lesson of the transit in your chart. Because when you try to like, no, I don't want transformation, it makes things worse. The universe be like, all right, we're going to force this transformation on you. And this is where like that turmoil happens through external transit energy. Like, transit energy be kicking y'all's asses because y'all not trying to learn the lessons the transit is trying to give you. Just accept it and go with it. God. These are planets that we're talking about here, you know? Like, just go with the planet, child. Just go with it. Okay? And not just go with it and like follow it blindly. Just understand what lesson is being learned here. And so with me, I'm going to realize my subconscious reactions and conscious reactions to authority and how I express myself with it. And I'm going to be like, okay, this means I need to empower my authority and transform this side of me and transform my subconscious mind. Remember, this is my 12th house. So my conscious like self is really represented by not only the sun, but Mercury, my conscious logical self, can better eloquate how I feel instead of repressing all the damn time. You know what I mean? So this is, that's how it's going to happen to me personally. But generally, what's happening here is, you know, us overall learning to have authority within our subconscious and conscious reactions and actions. And empowering ourselves. Now, it could be a simple empowerment or it could be a huge transformative empowerment. And one thing I know about Pluto, honey, again, like, if you're not following the energies and trying to learn this lesson, Pluto will poke at that ass, like, just like Saturn, poke at that ass. But what Pluto does, it pokes like deeply into your vulnerable spots so you can learn the lesson. So again, understand what this transit is trying to tell you specifically. Look at your chart. Right? Because Pluto will poke at you and poke at you and poke at you. Your vulnerable spots, what hurts, will make you cry. And, you know, if it can't make you do it on your own, people will start doing it to you. People will poke at your vulnerable spots. And this is what a lot of astrologers have been saying. You know, you might be reacting to things, you know, kind of like fucked up haphazardly, aggressively. It's because you hurt. Someone's pointing at your vulnerability and making you feel that you don't have control and authority over yourself. So be aware of that, y'all, okay? That's what I ask. Be aware of that energy. And it's so interesting too, because technically this new moon is also conjunct. I have an applying conjunction to Saturn because I use a 10-degree orb for the luminaries. Saturn's at 3 degrees Aquarius. And, you know, with that Saturn energy, I really feel like it's like, okay, you know, when it comes to that authority, right? Learn to gain it in unique ways, unconventional ways if you need to. Have authority within your uniqueness as well, you know? Be explorative, like in your mind, logically, on how you can, you know, empower yourself to have more authority and control over your life. You know what I mean? So, it's really interesting times for sure. What's interesting too is that this energy is also, you know, sorry, the new moon is going to be sextiling Neptune, to, you know, separating sextile. So there was actually like a lesson learned, or an opportunity to learn a lesson. And I feel like it was more of an intuitive nudge, letting you know that, like, hey, you need to empower yourself a little bit more. You know what I mean? You need to, you know, it was more of like an encouraging, like, nudge, like, hey, you know, stick up for yourself, have more authority over yourself. You know, be a little stronger, you know, in whatever energy, this energy, like that Capricorn stellium is in, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely have to keep your mind open to that as well. All right. But that's what I have for you guys. I know it's like, bitch, you didn't have to do this like second part, but whatever. Y'all are going to take it. Maybe I could talk about something else. I don't see no aspect patterns really. Yeah, no aspect patterns worth mentioning with this new moon. I mean, I am. No aspect patterns. Yeah. Maybe I can see if like a fixed star is making a conjunction or something like that. Let's look at some fixed stars. Shout out to astrologyking.com. I love this website, it's amazing. And remember how I was doing the Saturn Jupiter conjunction thing, and with the presidents and stuff like that. So it's a sensitive subject to me, and I'll do a podcast episode on why that's a sensitive subject, but it's anyways, remember I was talking about that, right? The great conjunction and the president's assassinations and things like that, right? I started to talk about this like way earlier this year, and it was because one of my followers on Twitter mentioned this pattern, and you know, I was like, well shit, that's actually really interesting. They just mentioned it randomly, and I was like, let me look more into it. And that's when I did all the research. And what was really dope about Astrology King is they have an article kind of displaying the pattern, right? Explaining like the pattern and some of the presidents. And then of course, you know, I didn't just like regurgitate that energy. I did my own research, add my own theories into it as well, add it to the theory and all of that, you know. So just wanted to add that little blurb there. But shout out to Astrology King, they got a wealth of information. astrologyking.com. I suggest you guys to fuck with it, you know, it's really cool. The only aspect, oh no, I mean, not aspect, there's no fixed star. Yeah, there's no fixed star that's conjuncted within the orbs that Astrology King gives. So I was going to say Terrabellum, but Terrabellum, he only uses a 1-degree orb. Yeah, so that's it, y'all. And that's probably good for us. Too much energy. We're already dealing with enough with that Pluto energy, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's probably what it is. Anywho, I hope this was helpful, y'all. Let me know if you have any questions. And again, you know, if you have any suggestions on things you want me to talk about, we can go talk about it. Also, guys, keep your eyes on a lookout, because you know, I'm thinking about teaching like some specialized classes. You know, I have specialized reports, you know, astrology reports, astrology readings. I'm thinking about doing a specialized class in one of my readings that I do, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to tell you about it. It's going to be amazing, because you know how detailed this bitch is. All right, so keep your eyes open. You know, of course, follow me on TikTok, The Astro Dim. You know, Instagram, The Astro Dim. But honestly, I might be off Instagram, and I'm not sure. I don't think I'm going to stay there. So just in case you don't see me on Instagram, catch me on TikTok at The Astro Dim, Discord, The Astro Dim, Twitch, which I didn't start yet, but I already have my name, The Astrodem, and on my website, of course, astrodem.space, okay? All right, love you guys. Oh, one more thing. I have this like sweet ass deal. Oh my God, it's so fucking sweet. With Surfshark, it's a VPN, a virtual private network. So if you don't know what a VPN is, right? You know, VPN stands for virtual private network, and what it does is it like privatizes privatizes or secures your search by giving you different IP addresses and allowing you to connect to other internet sources outside of the United States, so people can't really track you. So it's really cool. Like, it's nice, you know, you don't have to be tracked and everything. You're secure. You don't have to worry about like these weird trackers and shit. And then also too, what's really cool about it is if you're like interested in looking at Netflix content in different countries, you can just switch the country that you want to go to and then check out Netflix, and it gives you that. So it's really cool. Now, what's dope about this is that through me, you can get 81% off of your VPN through Surfshark. Surfshark's one of my faves. It's really, really dope. It's very affordable. Again, 81% off, my dude. You should definitely take advantage of it. And they got like a little support bubble if you have questions and anything like that. So if you want that deal, you know, definitely go on any of my social media profiles, click on the link in the bio, and it is showing up in my link tree as one of the first bubbles where you can get that beautiful deal. Okay, so yeah, check it out, surfshark.com, baby. Get that 81% off. All right. Okay, love you. Bye.